Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Pam Cote, Director of Mitchell County Animal Rescue.
Pam, it is good to see you again. Goodness gracious, I walked in the door to, I know it's joyous to look at. It's not a joyous situation, I'm sure. But to the most wonderful little area where there was like, I know there wasn't 300, but there was a bunch of happy little kittens and a couple of them jumped up and greeted me. You still got a lot of animals around here.
We got a lot of kittens. We got a lot of dogs. We got a lot of great cats. We got a lot of great barn cats. Mm-hmm. We got every shape and size, every color, everything that you look for and more in an animal. We have it here available for adoption.
You really do right now. When I came in, it was the cutest couple of black and white ones there, but this little black one jumped up to get in the middle of everything and make sure I rubbed its nose. So, and you work with them to make them ready to go home with folks.
We do. We do. If we have animals that have certain special needs, sometimes we can put them in a foster home and a foster family can work with them and get them used to people, get them used to being held if they're like perhaps a cat that came from a different kind of a situation. Our staff works with them every day. We have volunteers that come in, take dogs for a walk. We have a volunteer that comes in and trains our dogs sometimes if they need a little extra special help. So these are animals that are ready to go home with you.
As I was coming in the front door, of course, like I said, I saw the kittens and that was fun, but there was the cutest little, I don't know what type of puppy it was. I just know it was the cutest kind of dark bluish color. And a young girl was sitting there petting it. And I think they're in the process now of getting ready to take it home. You got all sorts of puppies, too.
We have puppies. Yes, we've got some great little puppies right now. They're actually a dachshund pit bull mix puppies. They're really cute. Radar and Buffy, they're wonderful puppies. We're taking applications on them now. So if you are in the market for a puppy, come on down, meet Buffy and Radar, fill out an application, and we'll see what we can do for you.
That sounds really great. Now, one of the reasons I stopped by today to talk to you, you've always got so much going on, but recently you got a new grant or another grant that helps folks get their animals spayed and neutered. And it's still, you're still getting a lot of animals and a lot of folks need to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Right now we have a wonderful grant. It was brought to us by the Community Partnership for Pets. They're an organization in Henderson County, actually. Mm-hmm. And they're very committed to controlling the unwanted pet population. Just as every shelter is, just as MCAR is. The most important thing that we can do is spay and neuter animals. If an animal is spayed or neutered, they don't have litters of unwanted kittens and puppies, and they don't end up in the shelter. And that helps everybody. So right now, if you are a Mitchell County resident and you are from a low-income family, part of any kind of assistance program, DSS, DHS, Medicare, Medicaid, welfare, food stamps, WIC, anything like that, or from just from a low-income family, come in and talk to us. We will spay or neuter any of your pets for free. And if they need a rabies shot and vaccination shots, we will also provide that for free. And this is all part of this initiative to get as many animals fixed in Mitchell County as we can, because that just makes the situation better for everybody, the shelters, the families, and the health and welfare of the entire county.
This is available, and if you've got a bunch, bring them. Talk to you guys, and you'll get it all worked out.
That's right. Come and see us as soon as possible, because I tell you what, there's a lot of folks that need this service in Mitchell County, and they're coming in, and so it is only available while funding lasts. So funding is limited, but we have plenty of it right now. So if you are in this situation and you need your pets fixed, dogs, cats, we don't care. We'll bring them on in, and we'll fix them, so talk to us right away.
And we hope that folks will take advantage of that, because like you and I were talking before we went on the air, there's different times where you get large numbers of animals because it just gets out of hand. Grab it right now. Let's get it taken care of.
Absolutely. There are people that we know that they might have 2-3 cats at their house. They don't have the money to get them fixed, but they think it's going to be okay. And I tell you what, 3 cats turns into 10 cats, turns into 20 cats in the blink of an eye. So what we want to do is get those 3 cats fixed so we don't get to the part where you have 20 cats. Because I tell you what, cats, kittens can start having litters at 4 months old. A 4-month old kitten can get pregnant. And kittens can have multiple litters in a year. It's amazing how quickly they can reproduce. So we absolutely want to get these pets fixed. It's better for you. It's better and healthier for the animal. It's better for the shelter. Everybody wins.
So if folks need more information, of course, come by the shelter. You're actually open 6 days a week now, aren't you?
Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, we're open from 10 a.m. to 4:30. Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to noon. And Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And that, of course, is your normal hours. Sometimes those Saturday hours are held whenever there's something fun going on in the community. You guys are always out and involved in all these festivals around.
Oh, yeah. We like to go out and have some fun, too.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Pam Cote of the Mitchell County Animal Rescue. We'll find out about Paws in the Park and about some other special programs and things they have going on at the Animal Rescue, including an opportunity for you to volunteer. We'll tell you all about that tomorrow. Thank you again today and tomorrow to Pam Cote of the Mitchell County Animal Rescue. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.